ang tinatawag na Census of Population and Housing o Census ay ginagawa buhat pa noong 1911 upang makakuha ng munting larawan ng Australia. Pinamamahalaan ito ng Australian Bureau of Statistics, ang ahensya sa estatistika ng pamahalaang federal. Ang census ay isang sapilitang survey na kasama ang mga taong nakatira sa kanilang tahanan sa gabi ng census. Si Duncan Young ang pinuno ng programa sa census ng taong 2016.
Australia's census is conducted every 5 years and it aims to count every person and every household in Australia and some key information about each person. This count of people is critical for planning of services in Australia, education, transport, health and infrastructure, and is used to allocate billions of dollars of government funding across communities all across Australia.
Sinabi ni Duncan Young na ang pinakamagandang paraan upang ma-survey ang bansa ay ang pagsisiguro na bawat tao sa anumang gabi ay mabibilang. Ang ibig sabihin nito ay ang mga turista at mga estudyanteng mula sa ibang bansa na nasa Australia sa 9 ng Agosto ay kasama sa census.
If you're away from home but in Australia, you need to fill it out on that night. If you're overseas, he's out of Australia, you don't need to fill out a census form at all. We'll add you into the population count using your departure cards. But anyone in Australia on census night, whether you're at your home or whether you're staying at a hotel or whether you're staying at a campground, you need to fill out a census form for that location.
Kailangang sagutin ng lahat ang bawat tanong sa census maliban sa tungkol sa relihiyon.
From very early in Australia's history, it was decided that providing information on religion in the census should be an optional choice, whereas completing the census and completing all of the other questions should be compulsory. We saw last census actually deal well over 90%, I think it was 92 or 93% of people answered the question on religion, and so only a very small percentage of people actually leave that question blank.
Noong una, ang census ay ginagawa lamang sa papel. Sinabi ng Australian Bureau of Statistics na ang pagdami ng mga gumagamit ay nagpapahayag ng pagnanasang punuan ang census online, magbuhat ng ito ay maging digital noong 2006. Sa taong ito, inaasahan ng ABS na makikita ng 15 milyong tao na gagawa ng census sa pamamagitan ng online service, mahigit na 55% ng lahat ng mga kabahayan sa Australia.
We have made it available so that it works on smartphones, tablets, or on computers. For a standard household of about 4 people, it'll take around about 30 minutes to complete, but not everyone has a computer, or some people prefer to fill it out on paper. So we've got easy options available for people to get a paper form and fill it out themselves, and then post it back in one of our sort of secure privacy reply paid envelopes.
Karamihan sa mga kabahayan ay tatanggap ng digital access code na ipapadala sa koreo sa mga unang araw ng Agosto. Maaari ding humingi ang mga tao ng nakasulat na census sa pagtawag sa helpline ng ABS.
Nearly everyone in Australia will receive a letter from the Australian Bureau of Statistics around about the 1st of August. And this letter will have in it a unique 12-digit logon code. And this is the only thing you need to access your census form. Type in this 12-digit number and you'll be automatically into a form. This number can also be used to phone up and request a paper form, and then we'll mail a paper form out to you by priority post.
Ang mga taong may kapansanan, ang mga taong walang bahay o nakatira sa malalayong lugar ay maaaring tumanggap ng karagdagang suporta mula sa ABS. Ang mga nangangailangan ng tulong sa lengguwahe ay maaaring tumanggap ng tulong sa pagsulat ng kanilang census o libreng tulong sa lengguwahe sa pagtawag sa helpline.
We also produce a range of materials in different languages to help people understand how to complete the census. We run sessions called fill-in form sessions where members of a community can come along onto a local community centre or a local library where there'll be computers available, there'll be people available who speak a range of different languages and who can then and provide support to people as they work their way through completing the census either online or on paper. People just need to bring their letter with them.
sa pilitan sa mga residente at bisita ng Australia ang pagsagot sa census sa 9 ng Agosto, at ang hindi pagsunod ay maaaring magresulta sa malaking multa na aabot sa $180 bawat araw.
Very few people who get prosecuted. We're very lucky in Australia that very few people don't complete the census. Last time a census covered 98.3% of the Australian population. And so our first path is always to ask people to complete and to send people to remind them and provide any assistance that people need to complete the census.
Pagkalipas ng 9 ng Agosto, dadalaw ang mga census field officers sa mga kabahayang hindi gumawa ng census.
Census staff are always very clearly identified with a photographic ID card around their neck from the Australian Bureau of Statistics identifying them. They'll also be carrying a yellow satchel, which is very distinctive and stands out. And so it's really important for if someone comes to your door for you to make sure that you can see their identification and to make sure that they are a census collector before you open your door or provide them any information.
Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, tumawag sa teleponong 1-300-214-531. Ulitin natin, 1-300-214-531, o magtungo sa www.census.abs.gov.au.